What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, but they're all loaded up. And we're following the story about this major internet outage here in the United States of America. A company that provides domain name lookup for high-volume websites, including much of the social media that has had the leaks and information about Hillary Clinton, the corruption, the pay-for-play, and all the rest of it. Those are now dealing with extreme difficulty. The Department of Homeland Security supposedly is investigating. The White House is saying, we're not sure it's a nation state, but it feels like they're getting ready to set us up and say, oh, it was Russia. It was definitely Russia, because the online trolls are already all over these sites. When you go on in and say, what's the point of Russia attacking a domain name server? Oh, they're hackers. They're horrible people. What is wrong with you? Oh, don't you remember how bad the communists were? Except, of course, the communists are now gone. But they're just out there trying to get a war going, and they're going to lie us into it here. All right, let's see. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Yeah, I see a lot of Trump signs also. I see very few Hillary signs at all. I mean, there's obviously going to be more support in the cities because, hey, folks, guess what? There are a lot of people on assistance in the cities. But, I mean,
For those of you on Bamuser TV, I actually got this in change the other day. It's a Federal Reserve note, and it's stamped Hillary for Prison 2016. So that's another way the word is getting out.
Yeah, I mean, this whole, they can't keep using this Russia thing because they're going to look like fools. You know, the whole hacking of the emails, obviously it was internal. Russia wouldn't. They won't bother doing something like that. It's a waste of their time. You know, if they're going to hack you, either the internet and stuff, you'd either be down still or your power's going to be off. You know,
One step back here. Look at Putin's track record for the last several years. He's doing everything he can to calm the situation down. He does not want a war. It's Obama and Hillary and the United States elites who want the war. Look at who's been doing all the invading. You know, Putin is not going to do anything that's going to escalate the situation, certainly not hack a domain name system. It's a propaganda stunt. There's nothing to be gained hacking a domain name server. It's designed to maximize the confusion of the attack and to generate media headlines, which it's certainly doing.
But the war is coming no matter what because, I mean, you wouldn't be sailing all these ships towards Syria. They're not going to be leaving for a while. You know, and I think he's going to be trying to squash these people by the election, don't you think?
Well, that would be nice. I don't think Putin is intending for there to be conflict off the coast of Syria. I think he's putting his entire fleet there as a deterrent to say, we're going to get the rest of these terrorists out of there. You are not allowed to fly over Syria by order of the Syrian government, and we are here to enforce that.
And I think the reason why Hillary said 4 minutes, because it takes her a long time to get up off the bed.
Well, you know, in theory, all of that stuff is classified. And the reason I know that is because many, 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 many years ago, when Reagan was coming up with his Strategic Defense Initiative, a.k.a. Star Wars, and I never found out how George Lucas felt about the commandeering of the name. The computer animation company that I was working for was actually seeking military contracts because they're much more lucrative than film, TV, and commercials. And we got involved in building a simulator for nuclear combat that would involve the projected assets of the Strategic Defense Initiative. And all of it was hush-hush and top secret and compartmentalized, and that's not information you want to get on out there because every little delay represents a potential point of vulnerability. So Hillary may have just been mouthing off. It may not even be an accurate number, but it was a reckless thing for her to say.
And that other caller, that woman is Martha Raddatz. I believe she's married to ABC chief whatever. She's the first wave to go to the guillotine because these people are basically, they're traitors. You know, they're liars. They're traitors, Mike. You know, like, I mean, you can't say anything other than they're traitors.
You know, well, I've designed a new guillotine for the modern age. It's got 13 holes, no waiting. I've put the graphic up a couple of times already. So, Dustin, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to take Joe in West Virginia, and then we're going to get some more news fed in here before we run out of time. Joe, what's on your mind?
Well, hi, Mike. It's been a few years. I hope you've been well. Are you aware of a document from the Benenson Strategy Group and the Clinton Foundation that's entitled Salvage Program?
I've seen it floating around here. It seems to be an altered version of one that came out earlier that had the voting numbers in it. But this one has had this piece of absolute nonsense garbage added to the end. And it's being sent around to everybody, and it looks like it's a poison the well attempt because they're talking about resurrecting Project Blue Beam and faking an alien invasion and everything. But you need to understand how poison the well works, and that is when a real document gets out there that is very, very damaging, you very quick put out a new version that's got something in there that you can point to and say, this is complete and utter nonsense. So you've got to be very, very careful and read the document all the way through. And if it's got this nonsense down at the bottom about an extraterrestrial invasion, you've got the wrong one. You've got the poison the well propaganda. Okay?
Okay. I wasn't aware that this was released previously. Okay.
Well, supposedly it's a leak. Supposedly it's an internal leak, and the Clinton people are trying to get ahead of it by putting out a version that's easy to ridicule and dismiss.
Okay. I was just curious to get your take on that. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to take a second to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. We're still talking about politics, corruption, the cyber attack that the United States is now dealing with, and apparently there's now a third wave ongoing. And the websites that are most affected by this attack are the social media websites like Reddit and Twitter, which is where the information about Hillary's crimes, corruptions, pay-for-play and everything are being discussed by the American people. So that may be the motive for this attack, to try and shut down social media that is critical of Hillary Clinton. We already know that the corporate social media like Google and Facebook are already practicing censorship and filtering and deleting accounts and everything that are critical of Hillary. This appears to be a way to get some of the social media that's a little less amenable to play ball. And the real danger, of course, is that we could see the U.S. government frame Russia for this, a virtual 911 to escalate the war situation. Because if Hillary is trailing so badly that even election fraud can't save her, then we know the war hawks will try and get a war going with Russia before the end of the year and stick Donald Trump with it the way the bankers stuck Herbert Hoover with the Depression of the 1930s. Now, getting on back to some of the stuff that's coming on out from WikiLeaks and Anonymous and DNC emails, and according to Julian Assange, this is all coming out of very angry, disaffected Democratic staffers who are just fed up with what they're being asked to do. And along with Hillary Clinton lying about sending classified emails over her private unsecured server, now it's come on out that Barack Obama, using a pseudonym, was communicating classified information to Hillary on that same server. And remember, on March 7th of last year, Obama told all of you he only learned about Hillary Clinton's private server, you know, through the news reports, which was nonsense anyway, because as president and in theory Hillary Clinton's superior, he should have known anyway. And now we know that he did, and he was using it. Now, we put up a couple of very, very interesting videos, and one of them is from CNN. You have to see it to believe it. It's an interview about the issue of election fraud. And just to see the shrieking hysteria of the defenders of the orthodoxy, you can't talk about election fraud, you're destroying our democracy, and literally trying to scream over the other people to the point where the moderator is saying, if you don't calm down, we're just going to cut this whole thing off. But I want to make a point here. It isn't Donald Trump and those of us who want honest elections that are undermining democracy. It's those crooked electronic voting machines. It's all the dead who are registered to vote. It's the illegal immigrants who are not supposed to vote and are voting multiple times. They're the ones actually destroying democracy. What the corporate media is upset about is the illusion of democracy is a threat. And they need that. because what has kept the American people in line, going along with all the abuse that we have suffered, is this illusion that somehow we're still in control, that somehow or other we voted for sky-high taxes and Obamacare and endless wars of conquest and $38 billion to Israel and trillions to Wall Street, that somehow this was all our fault. When the American people realize that, no, the elections are being rigged, the dynamic changes, and we have an illegitimate, illegal dictatorship plundering the people for their cronies, and that's all there is. And to see this thing on CNN, I mean, just hysterics, absolute hysterics, very unprofessional behavior for what is supposed to be the corporate media. Now, not too long ago, we were talking about how polls showed that roughly 41% of Americans doubted the honesty of the American elections. And then earlier this week, there was another poll that said that number had climbed to just about two-thirds of Americans. The latest poll, it's up to 72%. And apparently the fraud that's been caught over in Texas has now prompted a hotline offering a $5,000 reward for evidence and reports of election fraud. Meanwhile, down in Florida, where we're being told Hillary is ahead in the early voting, but Gateway Pundit and News Alert are saying Donald Trump is way ahead. The Florida Democratic Party wants a rule change where absentee ballots or early ballots can be accepted without verifying the registration. I mean, it's that obvious how the fraud is being done. They don't even care if you know it anymore. They're apparently thinking that if they can steal the election for Hillary, that we'll just say, oh, well, and we'll shrug our shoulders and say, that was that. Not going to happen. It's not going to happen. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Kyle in Pennsylvania. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. By the mainstream media's own narrative, the idea that Russia would take down Twitter and Facebook is idiotic.
Yes.
According to the mainstream media, that's where all of the WikiLeaks are. So why would Russia work counterproductive to where all their quote-unquote...
You're absolutely right here. I mean, the narrative has been that Russia is on the side of Donald Trump and is rigging our elections for Donald Trump, ignoring the fact that all of the vote fraud during the Democratic primary was in favor of Hillary Clinton. And remember, down in Florida, lawyers who are defending the Democratic National Committee and Debbie Wasserman Schultz from a class action lawsuit by the Bernie supporters are out there saying, yeah, we were rigging it for Hillary, and Bernie supporters should have known it, therefore we don't have to give them their money back. They're admitting in court that there was a massive fraud to benefit Hillary Clinton. So what are we supposed to think, that Donald Trump wanted Hillary Clinton to win the Democratic primary, and all of a sudden he's had a change of heart, and he's out there supporting Donald Trump, and he's showing his support for Donald Trump by taking down the social media where Hillary's crimes and corruptions are being discussed? You're right. It's idiotic. It doesn't make any sense. But these people are in a panic. They're just saying whatever comes into their head, they think people are going to believe.
One of your earlier callers was reverting to those leaked internal polls and the Clinton salvage program. If you haven't had a chance to look at those documents, they express some very insane, off-the-wall ideas.
Let me back up here again, because there are two versions of that document making the rounds. There was one that was leaked out supposedly from within the Clinton Foundation itself that had these disastrous internal polling numbers for Hillary Clinton. Then another version was rushed out and was mailed to everybody. I got it sent to me by three different people, which is a dead giveaway, that had another section added to the bottom about faking an extraterrestrial invasion to get Hillary the election. And it's an old propaganda tactic called poisoning the well. When a real document has gotten out that's very embarrassing, you put out another one that's faked that can be easily discredited and made fun of. So if you're looking at these internal poll numbers, go down to the bottom. And if you're seeing the one that talks about extraterrestrials, you're looking at the faked one the Clinton campaign put out. If you've got a version of that PDF that doesn't have that nonsense at the bottom, that's the original leaked report.
That is indeed the one that I saw, and I'm very glad you clarified that for me.
Yeah, they're trying to get that one out everywhere because probably by next Tuesday there's going to be somebody on the corporate media saying, those Trump people, look how silly they've got this fake document about, you know. And again, it's poisoning the well. You take something that is true and you deliberately taint it in order to discredit the entire discussion. That's what's going on here.
You know where a reliable source for the legitimate ones can be found? Are you going to post them on what really happened?
I'm trying to find one of the originals. Jeff Rentz supposedly had one. He's having some trouble getting stuff out there right now. But the numbers do seem to be accurate up at the top in terms of the election.
Everything that I've read,
but right now the Clinton people are in a panic. They're just throwing as much garbage out there as possible to try and delay the formation of a popular consensus. But it's too late.
Well, I mean, that's when I hear things like, yes, Russia would legitimately take down their websites that are pushing their own propaganda. It's not hard to believe that they would try to leak insane.
Oh, okay, hang on. Let's back up again. Okay, Twitter and Reddit are not pushing Russian propaganda. They're pushing these documents that, according to Julian Assange, are being leaked by Democratic insiders. We have to be very, very careful with our language here, or we're going to be misunderstood as to what we're saying. Russia doesn't need to do any propaganda. Putin can just sit back and watch as Hillary and the U.S. government as a whole self-destruct. All he's got to do is not fall for any provocation that would lead to an open shooting war.
Right. I'm speaking about the mainstream narrative that Twitter and Facebook is where the Russian propaganda, quote unquote, would be, yet Russia would then want to take down their websites that have their propaganda on it. It's counterintuitive.
You're right. It doesn't make sense. But the propaganda is not consistent, and that's why it's not working. We've already seen from all these leaked emails that Hillary is running her campaign using advertising agencies and public relations firms. Now, when I first got started in filmmaking, computer animation, we worked with ad agencies because back then only TV commercials had enough money to be able to afford computer animation. Commercials actually cost more per second of runtime than TV shows and feature films. So we did a lot of work with ad agencies. And institutionally, they think in terms of 30 seconds, 60 seconds, maybe a 2 to 3 week campaign. And after that, the slate is wiped and they go on to the next one. And that is an absolutely disastrous way to be conducting a propaganda campaign. Because for propaganda to work, it must have a self-consistent narrative that makes sense in order to be able to put it in front of the real world and still be believed. And that is probably the biggest strategic mistake that both Hillary's campaign and the U.S. government as a whole has made, is they're doing everything with focus groups and ad agencies and PR firms, and the narrative changes from week to week to week to week, which is why Americans are throwing up their hands and saying, none of this makes any sense.
I heard that Clinton was spending $1.2 million with one of the super PACs to have online trolls basically just A, spew the official Clinton line while also combating any Trump news. So if there's
that's been established. The pack is called Correct the Record, and it's being run by this guy. I'm forgetting his name, but apparently he's a well-known political operative. He was able to destroy Anita Hill when that whole Supreme Court...
Yeah, he got indicted for money laundering. I think his name was, you got the crazy hair.
That guy. But yes, Hillary has this pack. It's called Correct the Record. They're paying people to go on out and go on websites and chat rooms and call radio shows to push Hillary's propaganda, including this claim that, oh, everywhere around here, there's just a forest of Hillary Clinton signs. It's just Clinton country here. Blah, 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 blah.
And yet they'll condemn Palmer Luckey from Oculus Rift for funding a PAC that was pro-Trump. So good for the goose, not for the gander, I suppose.
You know, there's this wonderful movie, Chaos is Our Business, I think is what it was named, Sandra Bullock. And it's a fictionalization of a real campaign that took place in South America. And she makes this marvelous speech to the political workers saying, the only sin is losing. In other words, do whatever you want, commit whatever crimes you want. We're here to win. Losing is the only wrong thing. That's their mindset. We'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I'm getting an email. We know that Twitter has been shadow banning people for quite a while, and there was even an internal source that confirmed that. And I got an email that says, apparently YouTube is doing that as well. You can go in on your own account and comment on videos, but if you log out and look at YouTube as just an anonymous person, the comments disappear. So this really is a war between the establishment and we the people. All righty. Now, not too long ago, there was allegations. And it was a smear job. Let's call it what it was. That Julian Assange got $1 million from the Russian government, and he had sexually molested an 8-year-old girl. And apparently, both allegations have tracked back to the same source, and the source is connected to the Hillary Clinton campaign. Like I said, imagine the absolute worst, slimiest, dirty trick possible, and know that Hillary's people are doing it. Now then, Harvard, getting back to the issue of election fraud. Harvard did a study of the voting systems in Western democracies in terms of honesty, integrity, fairness, accuracy. The United States came in next to last. We have more honest elections than Panama. That's it. So in any time anybody on the corporate media says our elections are 100% honest and accurate, they can't be hacked unless it's Russia. No. Among Western democracies, we have the second to worst election system in terms of susceptibility to vote fraud, tampering, changing the outcome. Now, there's an interesting story that came out of Gilad Otzman's website. And he's touring the U.S. right now. He's a saxophonist, and you get a chance to catch his show. He's really very, very good. Oh, the Tantrum Squad is back. And basically saying that it was rather interesting to see all these women come on out and scream that Donald Trump was molesting them. And it was sort of a flash in the pan. And of course, most, if not all, of those accusations have now been discredited. But even before they were discredited, nobody was paying attention. And basically, what Gilad is talking about is the same thing we were talking about this article that from a couple of weeks ago, where they were saying Donald Trump is a giant middle finger by the American people to the establishment. Gilad is saying exactly the same thing. He's not a candidate. He's a force of nature. He's the expression of the American people with the total fatigue and anger at the ruling elite and the establishment as a whole, and that's exactly what's going on. Susan Sarandon said it absolutely perfectly. A vote for Hillary Clinton is a vote for the status quo. The status quo isn't working. A vote for Hillary Clinton is a vote for war. A war that in all probability we are going to lose. And moving on past that idea of winning and losing, let's be very honest. For ordinary people like you and I, we always lose in war. Even on the winning side, we bear the costs, we bury the dead. Only the politicians and the bankers and the defense contractors will get up there with a flag saying, we are victorious, we've made huge amounts of money, we're going to be rich. It's one of the reasons I was so fond of Jim Carrey's movie, The Majestic, because I grew up in a town just like that. After the end of World War II, and it was still carrying those scars. Ordinary people, even in the winning country, lose. And you need to remember that. Now then, getting on to the war zones, apparently Turkey carried out an attack on Kurdish bases. Syria is now saying if Turkey tries to do that again, they will shoot down the Turkish planes. Now, yesterday, Putin was out there saying that Belgium F-16s had bombed a village and killed civilians. In Hazajik in northern Syria. And Belgium came back and said, no, we would never do a thing like that. I mean, really, that's just ridiculous that we would ever do something like that. And Russia has now come out and said, we have the proof. We tracked it all on radar, and we're going to publish all this information about how NATO is already secretly involved inside Syria. Of course, NATO's coming on out and saying, you're not supposed to know we're secretly bombing Syria. Putin says, your bombs make too much noise. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And one of our members over at whatreallyhappened.com has just put up an article pointing to five utilities for changing the DNS servers you are using in Windows. And again, do not go into the system unless you really know what you're doing, because you could mess things up. Now, if you're using the Google DNS servers, you're immune to this. Again, this company, Dyn, provides DNS for high-volume systems like Reddit and Twitter. This appears to be a deliberate attack on the social media that's talking about the WikiLeaks. And I'm still sort of amusingly dueling with this very obvious shill on this one article. Saying, I'm not going to believe Julian Assange. We know the Russians are hackers. Going to see if I can maybe get him to the point of actually suffering a coronary, because he's so upset with me right now. All righty, getting on back to the war zones. Zbigniew Brzezinski has been one of the elites for a long time, and he was famous a couple of years ago for talking about the global political awakening of the human race. Unfortunately, from his point of view, that's a bad thing. We don't want you awake. We want you compliant. We want you believing. So Brzezinski is now out there urging the United States to retaliate against the Russian forces in Syria. Okay, here's your rifles, Zbig. Here's your parachute. Here's your Dayglo orange jumpsuit left over from the CIA's torture centers. And I would like to point something out. The United States has no legal right to even be in Syria. Russia is there at the express invitation and with the permission of the legitimate government of Syria. But Brzezinski is out there with this attitude of, the United States is master of the world. We will go wherever we want, and we will kill anybody who gets in our way. And out of that mindset, of course, are going to come the mushroom clouds here. Now, over in Iran, they're basically coming forward to say, at this point, looking at the Takfiri groups in Iraq and Syria, it is very obvious they're being propped up by foreign sponsors with covert resupply and political interference at places like the United Nations to try and keep this thing going. From the point of view of the United States, the war in Syria, they're losing it. They're on the defensive. They're trying to figure out some way they can get back into Syria in a way that the American people will go along with. And that may be, again, behind this massive DOS attack on the domain name server, that they're going to blame Russia for it and say, well, now we have a legal right to go in and shoot down Russian planes because they attacked the social media that was talking about WikiLeaks. How dare they do that? Now, I want to share an insight from my time as a professional magician. And I've mentioned this before, but I'm going to repeat it primarily for the benefit of the government monitors who are listening to this show right now. And it's a hard lesson to learn, but you have to learn it. When you are doing a magic show for an audience, and the audience has suspended their disbelief and they're having fun, the instant you make a mistake, the show is over. You are not going to get that audience back. From that point on, they're going to be looking, hoping you'll make another mistake. They're going to be looking for the wires. They're going to be checking up your sleeve. They're going to be looking for the hidden panels inside the top hat. You've lost them. And that is what has happened here in the United States of America. The U.S. government has been doing a magic show on the American people for a century now. And a card just fell out of the sleeve. And you're not going to get that audience back. And trying to perpetuate the magic show, perpetuate the war, is a recipe for disaster. All right. Now, earlier in the week, Russia and Syria announced they were going to have a pause in the fighting around Aleppo for humanitarian purposes. Allow people to leave. Get food and supplies in for those who wanted to stay. And then yesterday, Russia extended it for an additional 24 hours. And I stated earlier in the week, the U.S.-backed terrorists will not go along. And to nobody's surprise, the al-Nusra Front, which is supported by the U.S., are shooting at civilians trying to leave Aleppo. Because they need the civilians in Aleppo, because that is the entire U.S. rationale for stopping Syria and Russia from retaking that city and returning it to control of Syria's government. Oh, the civilians in there. There actually aren't that many civilians left. But they need every civilian to say, see, there's a civilian. You can't attack us now. Now, Paul Craig Roberts is out with an article. And this is a guy everybody should be listening to. We had him on the show before. And he's got a new article out, Hillary's War Crime. And it's talking about what happened in Libya. And you need to go back and, first of all, remember that videotape, Hillary Clinton laughing. We came, we saw, he died, and she cackles. Now, prior to the U.S. intervention, Gaddafi was the most progressive political leader in the world. He was using Libya's oil wealth for the benefit of the Libyan people. Now, he lived in a tent, for tradition's sake, not a palace. Nice tent, but still a tent. He did not collect European exotic cars or any of the other costly paraphernalia you see collecting around the ruling families in places like Saudi Arabia. He was spending Libya's money on the people. And of course the U.S. has to kill him. When you have a leader like Gaddafi or Hugo Chavez who thinks the nation's wealth should support the nation's people, they have to be taken out because it sets a bad example and gives the American slaves uppity ideas about freedom and prosperity, and that's not what's supposed to happen. The wealth of the nation is supposed to go to the 1%, so of course we had to kill him. And it was a war crime. There was absolutely no rationale for going on in and killing Gaddafi. The immediate reason for it, and by the way, this came out in some of these leaked State Department documents. The primary reason the U.S. went into Libya and killed Gaddafi was that gold dinar. Because Gaddafi shut down their private central bank, and he created a state central bank to manage the public currency as a public utility. Then he created a new public currency based on value, the gold dinar. And then he went on out and said any nation around the world was welcome to buy Libya's oil, but you would have to pay for it with that gold dinar. And that was the point at which it was decided that he had to go. So the U.S. goes on in. They brutally kill Gaddafi. They close down the state central bank, re-slave the Libyan people to a private central bank, issuing the Libyan currency as loans at interest. The gold for the gold dinar vanished. Nobody knows where it went. And Libya's oil is back on the world market only for the U.S. dollar. That's what's driving all of these wars and aggressions. The U.S. economy is a disaster ready to happen. Because of all this wealth coming on in from the world having to use the U.S. dollar for global trade and banking, our business sector got lazy. Our manufacturing has declined in quality and quantity. We can't make the products we used to make. We can't even get our own astronauts up to the space station anymore. We have to buy rocket engines from Russia. And nobody wants our GMO agricultural produce. Without the world having to use the U.S. dollar for cross-border trade and banking and paying interest on that, or bringing us manufactured goods and agricultural produce for those pieces of ink and paper, the U.S. economy is going to collapse. And that is ultimately what's behind this rush to a new world war. It's not going to be a Cold War. You don't get the rest of the world to come back to the hegemonic domination of the U.S. Federal Reserve note with a Cold War. It has to be a hot war, just like the last one. Now, over in Europe, there's been a huge debate about the sanctions against Russia. And the U.S. is out there screaming, if we sanction Russia enough, they'll roll over and beg for mercy. They will leave Syria. They will do whatever we want. So far, it hasn't worked. That badly thought out oil price war caused more damage to the West than it did to Russia. So they're doing all this sanctions. And like the oil price war, the sanctions have caused more economic harm to Europe than to Russia. And most of Europe does not want these sanctions anymore. And there's a big fight going on because Germany, France, and Great Britain, who are U.S. foils in the European Union, are saying, we need to expand the sanctions. We will crush Russia's economy. No, you won't. Here's the irony. Because of the sanctions, because of the oil price war, Russia has now invested in their own internal infrastructure. They've built factories. They've enlarged their farms. They're becoming self-sufficient. They're not dependent on global trade. And if they're not dependent on global trade, there isn't a sanction in the world that can do anything to them. Now, if you are a fan of the Silver Eagle, and you ought to be, demand is now skyrocketing. Silver Eagle sales this year have tallied higher than all but five of the years in the last 30. People understand these pieces of ink and paper are worthless. They're based on the full faith and credit of the United States government, meaning your future slave labor. So people are getting into physical metals, and you should, in small amounts so it's not being tracked. Do not buy any of these paper contracts for the metals. They're leveraged hundreds to one. You want an actual, tangible, commodity-based asset under your own control. That's the only way you're going to weather the coming storm. Now, over in Greece, once again, they're saying they need to have a debt bailout. They're in a death spiral over there for a very, very simple reason. Every bit of money that's poured into Greece immediately turns right around and goes back out to the bankers. They're rich beyond dreams of Midas over at the ECB and the IMF and the World Bank. And there's no money left over to rebuild Greece's industry and agriculture so that people can have high-paying jobs with which to try and reduce these debts. And until somebody has got the brains to say we have to invest in the people of Greece and the factories of Greece, it's not going to change. Comerica has quietly started closing branches of their bank. Bombardier is going to cut 7,500 jobs. And right now, one out of every six Americans in this country go to bed hungry. Remember yesterday we were talking about 60,000 homeless in New York City. 60,000. I wonder what happens when all of the homeless people in this country get angry all at the same time. Meanwhile, Barack Obama is out there and he's trying to dodge the crushing reality of Obamacare by saying it's not his fault. The premiums going up through the roof and the deductible, it's not his fault. It's the Republicans' fault. It's the fault of those insurance companies. His plan was perfect. You messed it up. Remember what I said about politicians? They'll take credit for anything good that happens, even if they had nothing to do with it. And every time they make a mistake, they're going to find somebody else to blame. And that's exactly what Obama is doing. Obamacare was a disaster from the get-go. It was never about affordable health care for the American people. It was about making the health insurance companies that wrote the Affordable Care Act rich. And it didn't work because Americans didn't have the money to go along. All of these harebrained schemes to extract money from the American people, whether it's Obamacare or carbon taxes or any of these others, they all fail because the American people don't have any money. When they raise a tax here, it means a family has to go without something else. That's why one out of every six Americans is now going to bed hungry, because they were forced to spend their money on something else that the government said, you will buy this. Now, over in France, the French police are out staging a protest. They're unauthorized. They've been out there for three nights saying basically they don't have the resources to deal with all the problems the refugees have brought on in. The police are saying they can't even defend themselves, let alone protect the rest of the French people. And they're very, very angry. Here in this country, Obama has allowed almost 1 million illegal immigrants to remain in the country, even though judges have ordered their deportation. 182,000 of these people have committed crimes in this country. But Obama's keeping them in here. Why? Because they can vote Democratic. They're not supposed to. They're not citizens. But all they need is a body and a driver's license, and they'll vote for Hillary. Now, Jill Stein is obviously thinking post-election. She's not seriously thinking she's going to win the election, but she's out there making a lot of good points, reminding everybody that right now, 90% of all U.S. media is controlled by just six corporations. And she's saying it's time to use the antitrust laws to break these monopolies up. And she's right. Now, this country used to have laws that limited how much media any one corporation or person could own in order to preserve a diversity of opinion so that Americans could read two or three newspapers, listen to two or three radio broadcasts, watch a couple of TV shows, get different points of view, and then figure out for themselves what's going on. And the U.S. government rescinded those laws. During the Iraq War, they made a deal with the large media corporations saying, if you will embed your journalists with our troops and report the war the way we tell you to report it, we will repeal the laws that limit how much media you can buy. And that's exactly what happened. The corporate media sold you an image of the Iraq war that was completely bogus. And then the shackles were taken off. They started buying up all the small little mom-and-pop TV stations, newspapers, radio stations. And Jill Stein is right. It's time to use the antitrust laws to return diversity of opinion to our society. Now, over at Fox News, actually it was Fox and CBS for two decades, Jim Walker was an anchor. He got nominated for two regional Emmys. And he's now left the corporate media to become a gay porn actor, which I think socially is a major step upward from being a talking head on the corporate media. So, go get them, Jim. Actually, his gay porn name is Dallas Steele. And definitely step upward. That's definitely a step upward. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down. wiser tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And it is amazing. I'm sort of goading these people over at Wired Magazine. Who are out there trying to say, oh, yeah, there's no question. Russia's behind this. They're already trying to sell the idea. Russia's behind this DNS attack. And they're piling on. Apparently somebody sounded the alarm, and they're coming on in. Oh, of course, it's Russia. Russia's doing this. Russia's doing that. Russia's going to rig our elections, you know, to help Donald Trump. And it was only a backfire that Russia's hack of the DNS took down the social media that was helping Donald Trump in. My response to that was, I know you're supposed to be a mindless government stooge, but let's not abuse the privilege. Now, over at the NSA, we're hearing about this guy, Harold Martin III. Now, he was actually arrested quite a while ago. He was the guy who put this NSA hacking tool for sale out on the dark web. And when that broke out there, and it's a very powerful tool, and it's very alarming that cyber criminals now have this, and you paid for it. What did we get from the corporate media? Oh, Russia did it. Russia did it. They knew it wasn't Russia. They had the guy in custody. Oh, it was Russia. It was definitely Russia. Well, it turns out this Harold Martin story has taken on a whole new dimension, because apparently for the last 20 years, he has stolen half a billion pages of U.S. government records. And the NSA thinks we law-abiding private citizens are the ones they're supposed to be keeping an eye on. I mean, that's just absolutely absurd. All right, let's go ahead and take some phone calls. Wes in Idaho, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Forgive me if you've already covered this. My computer's down. Looks like I wore out another mouse left button. But CDC whistleblower William Thompson was asked to come in and testify at a trial that concerned a young boy with autism. And believe it or not, I don't know how, but I guess the CDC director somehow barred him from testifying. I mean, how much longer is this thing about vaccinations going to continue to go on?
As long as they make money. As long as they can make tons of money off of us, they're going to keep on doing it. Now, what the CDC did is obviously when you go to work for an organization, you will sign what are called non-disclosure agreements. And the way it works is the company can hold you to the non-disclosure agreement even in the face of a court order, depending upon what judge they get. If you've ever seen the movie The Insider about the Brown and Williamson tobacco lawsuit that came on out a while back, it was Russell Crowe, one of his first movies, and they illustrated this. Now, Wes, stay on the line because we got to do our top of the hour station identification, and I'll be right back to explain what's going on.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction?
A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.